We were on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Shoma Baila Vehefirla. The husband, the Oros, heard the Neder, he was made for it. And the father didn't hear the Neder until the Baal died. So now the Shaila is, what's it called? What can the father do? So Choser Ha'av, Umefer Chelko Shel Baal. So the father can now be Choser, made for his Chelik again, and the Chelik of the Baal together. And he doesn't need another Oros to be Mefer. He takes care of his Chelik and the Chelik of the husband. Omer of Nosson, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Shammai. That is, and this is the regular case of, at least according to Beis Shammai, of Nisroke and Koach HaBaal, and it goes to the father. So that's Beis Shammai. Aval Beis Hillel Omrim, Ein Yochel Lahofer. Beis Hillel holds, he can't be Mefer alone, we'll see. He has to be made for only together with another Orus. So now if she'll get engaged again, he'll be able to be made for with the last Orus. But my plea, what's the machlokas? We had this already before, right? Except it's a little bit, the way Rashi learns is a little bit different than the case before. Beshame Savri Nidorim Nomi Shiroi La Orus Nisrokin Roshus La'av. Even the Nidorim that the Orus was made for. The koach of the Oros goes to the father. Umegis Gaius. Why? Because each one does half. So when the Oros was made for his half is finished completely. And now the half of the father is left. So the father only has to be made for his part. And that's when he finishes. That's when he's finished. Okay. Beisil Shavre, but Beisil hold no. Oviu Baila Achro Mithir Nidoreha, Velo Megis Gaius. The father still needs a koach of an Oros to be Mefer. Why? Because it's Miklish Kolish. When the Oros was made for his part, he wasn't made for half of the Neder. He was made for the whole Neder halfway. So now it's a weakened Neder. So the weakened Neder can't come completely into the Rishus of the father to be Mefer. You need to another Oros to be Mefer that Chelik again. See, Rashi explains it. So that's the Machlokas. Rashi. Below hispi kabal lishmoa, dehainu lo niru la oris rishon. We get it again. Okay, no, next case. Shoma baila vehefer lo, dehashtu niru la oris rishon. This is a case where the nidorim, the first oros, not only heard the nether, he was made for the nether. Choser ho'av u mefer chelko shobal. And then the oros died, so the father now is mefer his chelik and the chelik of the husband. Lefisha ena baal mefer ela bishutvis, right? The what's it called? The baal could only be mefer bishutvis. Shebishosh shehefer adayin lo shoma ha'av, and when he was mefer, the father didn't hear the nether yet, so he couldn't be a shutv. Uvishvil hachi chozer mefer chelko shel baal im chelko. Therefore, the father gets the koach of the orus who died, plus his own chelik, and now he's, what's it called, he's made for both chalokim. Okay. Hein hein divrei, that's only according to Beis Shammai. Dafilu nedarim sheniru lo oris mefer ho'av l'chudei. Even nedarim, that the oris could have been mefer, or was mefer, the father now can be mefer by himself, if the oris dies. Aval Beis Hillel omrim, ein av yochel lohofer, lo chelko v'lo chelik havero, ad she oris acher imo. The father himself now can't be mefer, not his chelik and not the chelik of the original Oros who died, unless there's another Oros with him. Hoel v'nirel Oros, since these nedarim already were possible to be mefer by the first Oros, or were mufer by the first Oros, right? The father does not get the koach to do it alone. He needs another Oros with him to be mefer, and if there is no other Oros, he can't be mefer in the nedarim. We had that before with the Beis Hillel. But my plea gave Beisham Beisil, Hosam Amre, we said of before, Beishame Gabi Shoma, by the case of Shoma Aviyah the Heferla, the case where the father was Mefer, below Hispi Kabal Shmoa Ad Shemes, and the husband didn't hear the nether, and he died before. So it was never Nira for the Oros. The father was made for his Chelik, and then the Oros died, and he never heard the nether. Okay, so Choser Ha'av, who made for Chelko Shul Baal. The father now goes and he's made for the chelik of the husband, and it's finished. He gets the koach of the husband, and he's made for that chelik, and his own chelik he was made for already. According to Beis Shammai, he doesn't have to be made for his chelik again. He already was made for his chelik, and half the nether is finished. The other half of the nether was in abeyance until the Oros would hear it. He never heard it. And now the father gets the koach of that Oros, because he died. So now the father is made for the new koach he got, the other half of the nether. That's Beis Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Because each one is made for half of the nether. So the first half was taken away. The second half was in abeyance until the father yarshined the koach of the Orus on the other half. And now he's made for that half. He can't be made for only the chelik of the husband who died. He has to go again and be made for his own chelik. Why? And because since Miklish Kolish, the whole nether was weakened. Not that half the nether was taken care of by the Baal's first thing. It was just weakened. Now that the Orus died, he gets the whole power over the whole nether. But he only did a weakened hafara to begin with. Now he has to redo what he did already, plus the chelik of the husband. But here, okay, v'hacha muchlefes hashita. Here it's the opposite case, because here it's in a case where the Oros did hear the nether, or it was made for the nether. Okay, the Beis Shammai savre, right? The Beis Shammai savre heicha the shama baila the heiferla. Here the husband was mefer, not the father was mefer, and the husband died before he even had a chance to be mefer or hear the nether. Here the opposite happened. The husband heard and was mefer. And the father didn't hear the nether till the husband died. The chazer avu mefer chelko shobal. Now the father yarshins the chelik of the baal. He has to be mefer again the chelik of the baal. Here, Beis Shammai hold, the father has to go and be made for his chelik and the chelik of the Baal again. The father has no koach to be made for this nether unless there's another Oris involved. She gets engaged again. So Gemara explains it's really the same machlokas, it just pans out differently. The havon nedarim sheniru la'aris. Over here they were a nedarim that the aris could have or did was made for before he died. Kediktani shama baila v'hefer la. Hachi kamre Beis Shammai. Therefore Beis Shammai say the following: Nisropna rishus la'av. Now the father gets the koach of the husband. V'tzarek la'hafer shnei la'zachas. However, the hafara has to come at the same time. So therefore, the koach of the husband that he was made for when the father didn't hear it yet, didn't really take effect. So now the father has both chalakim, and he's made for both chalakim. Shel oso v'shel ba shel baal. V'hasam havi nedarim shalom niru labaal. Over there, the case we had before is where the nedarim, the baal didn't hear the nether before he died. The father heard and he was mefer. And the husband never heard it before he died. There Beis Shammai hold that what the father did takes away half the nether. Now he gets the koach of the husband and he's made for the other half. The hoil the hefer ha'av kivar lo itzrich le'lahafer elechelko shobal. Beisil savre nedarim sheniru la'aris risham. Right, hacha aviu bala mefirin dereha. Right, where the husband could have been mefer, Beis Hillel holds that miklish kolish. So if he was mefer, he didn't take away half; he just weakened the nether halfway. Okay, therefore, in order for the father now to be mefer, he needs another oris, because like we learned before, that nether, that koach was very weakened. He can't now yarshin it. So he only has his chelik. So he now he needs another oris to destroy the nether completely. The have eno mefer ele im oris achro. Av a hasim the have in dorm shalom niru la oris lo megis gaiz ele miklish kolish u mefer chelik on the chelik abal. But the case before was where the oris never heard the nether. So now the father, what's it called, and the father did his part. So all he has to do now is do the part of the oris. Okay. And now he goes back and he does both parts again. Okay. But over here he can't do anything on his own unless there's another oris.
It's not Biyom Shomo.
No, it's all talking Biyom Shomo. It's all talking Biyom Shomo. Right? When he heard about it, now he has the koach to do it. Then he gets the koach of the
Yarshim. The father heard earlier.
What?
The father heard earlier.
No, so they all died on that day. It's not talking, that's not a complication. It's all talking Biyom Shomo. But he still has the koach to do it. Okay. Next case. Iboy Elohu. Now another Shiloh. Gerishin Kishtika Damyo Kakamadami. The guy, here's his wife's nether. And what's it called? The Oris. Here's the nether. And he divorces her. And so he never was making the nether. He wasn't made for the nether, right? But he divorced her. So what is divorce like? Kishtika. It's like he ignored the nether. So now it could still be mufer. Or no, since he divorced her and he gave up his koach to be made for the nether, it's like he was making the nether. Right? It's tantamount to being make of the nether. But my nafka, I mean, what's the difference if it's kishtika or kakoma? Kigon shenadra, she made a nether. Vishoma baila, and the husband heard. Vigirsha, and he divorced her. Vahadra biyome, and then he married her back. Same woman. He divorced her as an arusa, and he married her back. E omar mar kishtika dami, if it's the divorce is like shtika, he could still be mefer on that day. He could still be mefer the nether. Right, he has the whole day to be made for, and he didn't do anything before this. He just divorced her, and divorce doesn't mean he wants the nether or doesn't want the nether. He doesn't want her. Right, matzi meiferla the iomer marka kamadam. However, if divorcing her is like saying, "I don't want to be made for this nether because I'm giving up my power by divorcing you," so it's as if he was making the nether. Then if he brings her back, he was already make him, he can't be made for. Once the oris is make him, he can't be made for anymore. So now he can't be made for anymore. That's the Shaila, and on Sunday we'll see what the